Israeli Navy forces have shot and wounded two Palestinian fishermen near the coast of the Gaza Strip. The fishermen were shot off the coast of Beit Lahia in the northern Gaza Strip. They were then taken to a Gaza hospital for treatment. The Israeli military ships routinely open fire on Palestinian fishing boats on the pretext of fishing in unauthorized waters. There were a total of 35 incidents of shootings in March alone, which left 10 fishermen injured. Last summer, a ceasefire, which put an end to Israel's deadly assault on Gaza, stipulated that Tel Aviv would expand the fishing zone off Gaza's coast, allowing fishermen to sail as far as 6 nautical miles from the shore. But since then, Palestinian fishermen have been attacked within those new limits. Tel Aviv has imposed a total air, ground, and naval blockade on Gaza since 2007. Joining us now from the Gaza Strip is our correspondent Ashraf Shannon with the very latest. And now, Ashraf, first of all, tell us a bit more about this incident. Were these fishermen fishing in unauthorized waters?
Well, Kaniz, the Israeli Navy does not need an excuse to just shoot Palestinian fishermen. The fishermen were fishing well in the 3 nautical mile area, although they were allowed to fish up to 6 nautical miles. Israeli Navy attacks fishermen anywhere in the sea. They don't have to exceed that 6 nautical mile limit. The 2 incidents that happened on Monday afternoon only separated by 2 to 3 hours time. On a daily basis, the Israeli Navy attacks the fishermen, destroys their boats, confiscates their fishing skiffs, and destroys or damages their fishing gear. This is not the incidents of Monday are not isolated. They're taking place almost every day. After the Israeli war last summer, which ended on August 26th with the ceasefire agreement sponsored by Egypt, the Palestinian fishermen were supposed to fish up to 6 nautical miles, and gradually was supposed to increase to 12 nautical miles. But all the attacks are taking place between 2 and 4 nautical miles, whether the attacks on Monday or the week before or the day before. Dozens of times Palestinian fishermen were attacked after the war. Last March, one fisherman was killed by the Israeli Navy while fishing in the same area where the two fishermen were shot on Monday in northern Gaza off the coast of Beit Lahia.
Right, now before I let you go, Ashraf, also it's not just the fishermen, it's also the farmers on the other side who get shot at when they approach the buffer zone, the Israeli-imposed buffer zone over there. The siege on Gaza is very much in place, and there has been very little, if at all, construction material to be allowed in to rebuild this war-ravaged territory.
Well, experts believe that the Israeli naval attacks and military attacks on fishermen and farmers is part of an Israeli war against the Palestinians of Gaza to try and destroy the food security. Although the Gaza Strip suffers from high percentage of food insecurity because of the Israeli blockade. A month from now, the Israeli blockade will enter its 9th year amid what many here describe as an international conspiracy of silence towards Israeli crimes against 1.8 million people living in Gaza. Out of the 1.8 million people living here, around 53% are children under the age of 18. This is happening amid an international silence, and people wonder what's going on, why Israel is able to get away with what it does to the Palestinians.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. Press TV's Ashraf Shannon, they're reporting from Gaza. Ashraf, thanks very much indeed.